Petula Martin is here now with business.
Thanks, Cian. Enterprise Ireland supports Irish businesses from startups to multinationals to grow and scale and compete in global markets. Net employment at its client firms grew by just over 5,000 last year to a record 225,500, the highest ever recorded. To talk us through the 2023 employment results, we're joined by CEO of Enterprise Ireland, Leo Clancy. Good morning.
Good morning.
And thank you for coming in to us. 15,530 new jobs were created. And when job losses are taken into account, there was a positive net jobs result of just over 5,000. In what sectors were these jobs created?
They were across the board, Petula. So we've seen growth across all sectors, and that contributes to over 225,000 people now employed by Enterprise Ireland supported clients. The biggest growth sectors were climate and sustainability, like last year, small sector, but growing very strongly. We've seen very strong growth in dairy, drinks and food, foreign direct investment. And we've also seen very positive growth in life sciences this year.
The regions did particularly well. What's behind that?
So we've set a target that two-thirds or more of jobs will be created outside of Dublin. And this year we've seen 68% of the growth happening in the regions. We're delighted to see that. It's pretty broad-based. I don't think there's any one cause. But what I will say is that when jobs are created in rural communities, both the employers and the people are very loyal to the concept of working with a company that's got ambition and that's growing. And I think that's a huge soft factor that we talked less about than we probably should.
Okay, well, that's interesting and good to hear. Export-focused companies are doing well despite international instability. What practical supports does Enterprise Ireland offer these businesses?
Firstly, we have an overseas network of over 150 professionals who know their sectors and industries across 39 offices around the world. Those people wake up every day working out how to help Irish companies succeed in exporting. Back at home, we have a team that works with companies in building their proposition to be productive, innovative, and to think about global markets all the time.
Attracting and retaining staff has been high on the agenda for many businesses. I know it's something that firms raise with Enterprise Ireland. Do you have a figure on how many immigrants are employed by companies supported by Enterprise Ireland and how important they are and the skill sets that they bring to those firms?
I don't have a figure on the immigrant numbers employed by our clients because that's a private matter between the company and the employee. But anecdotally and broadly, I know it's hugely important. And that's from industries with factory floor processing all the way up to the top skills available in the market like AI. Access to global talent is really important, particularly in a tight labour market, which we have in Ireland and which exists around the world. The ability to bring people here, attract them to good jobs and good livelihoods is a key factor, both for the individuals who come here and for the companies.
Okay. Increases to minimum wage, changes to sick leave entitlements and a new pension auto-enrolment scheme are among a range of measures that will take effect this year. All of these measures are pushing up the cost of doing business. What are the companies that Enterprise Ireland supports saying to you about rising costs?
Companies are concerned. They are worried about rising costs. We've helped companies for many years, though, to look at lean and operational excellence within their operations to make sure that they're as fit as they can be, making best use of available labour. I think that will increase. And we've also been working for the last 2 or 3 years to put a very deep focus on digitalisation. And you'll have seen the AI revolutionary trends in the last year. I think all of that is going to feed into 2024 being the year of productivity for firms.
And looking ahead to 2024, what are you focusing your ambitions for Irish firms on this year?
So that productivity is certainly one. Sustainability is another. There's a target of 35% carbon emission reduction by 2030. Those projects have got to be planned now in order to achieve that carbon reduction, and we're working very closely with industry on that. And then thirdly, we are focused on the companies with the potential to be the next global leaders out of Ireland. We'll be with one later on this morning, APC and VLE, announcing 300 new jobs and 100 million expansion of their campus. There are many more of those firms out there, and we're going to be working with them to scale their ambition globally to become the next Irish multinationals.
Well, we'll let you go to that APC jobs announcement this morning in Cherrywood. For now, Leo Clancy, CEO of Enterprise Ireland, thank you for coming on the programme.